Some living in America, some living in Europe. Kid you dread, Caesar Nero persecuting empire. Babylon fall, Babylon quenched. When they go no fall, I just like them.
Babylon fall, Babylon fall. If I'm
fire upon the wicked, upon the wicked,
Babylon fall.
If I do want to make it, I'm saying that's his way. Blood you send to rap, Babylon, your time to fall. I say Hebrew, you deceive the world, you can change my soul. You kill your name, but Babylon, where is Peter? Oh yes, me tell you fall, and when you go no fall, shapless them go cut, statues them go freak. Babylon fall, Babylon quench. Every time a singer, Babylon must fall. Babylon quench, and Babylon fall.
Babylon fall, Babylon fall. If I'm
fire upon the wicked,
Babylon
the wicked,
Babylon fall.
Africa, maybe my people don't know me well. Across the world, confused a lot, I'm an Israelite. Zion, Lion's base, Canaan is my land. Jericho temple, that's how Rome has got to fall. In Africa, maybe my people don't know me well. Across the world, confused a lot, I'm an Israelite. Zion, Lion's base, Canaan is my land. Jericho temple, that's how Rome has got to fall.
Yes, this is how we're welcoming you to this early afternoon live broadcast on this station, Radio Biafra Live. And we are, of course, meeting from London. We are within some margin of error, reaching the ends of the earth. It doesn't matter where you are. If you are anywhere where there is live, there is no way you cannot get Radio Biafra, whether via the internet or via satellite or via FM relay stations, with special reference to Biafra land, bearing every last minute changes, My name is Richard Menfor. I am the deputy leader of Indigenous People of Biafra, and we are reaching you live and direct from London. From wherever you are, this is a very special broadcast, and we are welcoming you. The time now is 23 minutes to 1 p.m. in London, and 23 minutes to, of course, 2 p.m. in Biafra land. That is how you will know that we are live. We are welcoming you from wherever you are listening at this particular point in time. It doesn't matter how you feel, it doesn't matter what you think. The good news of Biafra must be preached, because we are ordained, we are sent to preach this good news as much as we can. And before any advent, before we move forward, we will not forget to hand over the proceedings of this afternoon into the hands of God Almighty Himself, the author and finisher of our life, the author and finisher of this project, the, of course, the originator of everything we are doing. And we ask Him, God, to hasten to save us, His people, the people of Biafra, and not forgetting His servant Nnamdi Kanu, who is still in the enemy camp, not because the enemies are having upper hand, but because it is the will of God Almighty, Chukwu Abiyama Himself. And we are asking Him to continue to envelop him with His presence, to continue to protect him both spiritually and physically, and continue to disappoint the enemies of Biafra. Because we are righteous, what we are doing is righteous, it is morally, it is spiritually, and it is legally justified. And that is why nobody, no man, no group of people, no woman, no country, no association should be able to defeat the argument on Biafra, because we have been making audacious case for Biafra restoration, because we are justified, because we are princes and princesses, and Biafra is our inheritance. If anybody knows otherwise why Biafra should not be restored, let that person come across and tell us. The only thing they are doing is that they are running away from the argument, from the logic that Biafra restoration presents. That is why they have been shielding the leader of Indigenous People of Biafra, Nnamdi Kanu, subjecting him to all manner of psychological torture, all manner of physical, inhuman, and degrading treatment. And of course, we ask God Almighty in the circumstance to strengthen him, to give him the wisdom, to give him the enablement, both spiritually and physically, to resist the temptations of the evil one, the temptations of the house of Fulani Yoruba hegemony. And we, on our part, will not depart from the ordinances you have given us. Remember your promises, O God, that you never forget us nor forsake us, and that anything we ask for in your name, that you do it for us in total obedience, in total submission to your will, to your words. We present your servant once again, Nnamdi Kanu, who is in the enemy camp, of course, who is in your presence, because we know that you are protecting him. But we are reminding you not to lose sight of the fact that we are your people. And we ask you to grant us freedom, to grant us liberation, to emancipate our land and our people once and for all, now and not tomorrow. We ask you to listen to the pleadings of your people, because we are at the verge of extinction. We knew that this day will come. We knew that this time will come. And just like you are the author and finisher of everything you see in the open and you see in the secret, we ask you to hasten and make open your plan for us, that people will marvel at your glory and blessings upon your people and praise your holy name. We ask you not to keep him for so long, because the world, of course, has already seen that there is nothing anybody can do to quench the spirit of Biafra. May those who seek our lives, may those who seek the life of our leader Nnamdi Kanu be put to shame and confusion. May all who desire our reign be turned back in disgrace. May those who say to us, aha, aha, or who laugh at us, turn back because of their shame. But may all who seek you, of course, the people of Biafra and your servant Nnamdi Kanu, rejoice and be glad in you. May those who love your salvation, the whole assembly of IPOB families around the world, always say, let God be exalted. Yet we are poor, we are downtrodden, they are subjugating us to all manner of servitude and slavery, all manner of inhuman and degrading treatment, and we are in need of your assistance right now and not tomorrow. We ask you then in the circumstance to come quickly to save us, O God. This is because you are our help, you are our only help and our deliverer. O Lord, our God, Tukwa Biama, Holy Sebinigwe, God Almighty, the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the I Am that I Am, do not delay and come to us. And to this we say amen and amen. It say, once again, this is your sincere Lucha M4, welcoming you to this all-important edition of the program. It doesn't matter what you think about the man behind the microphone. What matters is Biafra restoration and that the good news must be preached. And therefore, we welcome you from across the board. It doesn't matter whom you are. If you are the enemy of Biafra, we are welcoming you. If you are one of us, we are welcoming you. If you are still on the fence, we are welcoming you. If you are a friend of Biafra, this platform is yours. We are here to do justice to this segment of the program. We are here to, of course, do one thing: to drive home once again the audacious quest for the restoration of Biafra. That is the only thing we are doing here. We thank and indeed pay homage to all indigenous people of Biafra around the world and in Biafra land. We pay homage to the memories of our heroes and heroines who paid the ultimate price that we may have our freedom. We are saying to them that they are not alone. We stand shoulder to shoulder with them. We will never forget them because they did not forget us. Because you did not disappoint us, because you bravely paid the ultimate price, we will not forget you. And no matter what the enemy is doing, no matter what the machinations of the House of Fulani Yoruba oligarchy are doing, a Nigerian establishment, we will not forget, we will not prevaricate, we will continue even more than ever before to rededicate ourselves unadulteratedly towards the quest for the restoration of Biafra, that the freedom that you fought for will never be in vain. That is why we are talking the way we are talking. That is why we are conducting ourselves the way we are conducting ourselves. And the world must understand, and the Nigerian establishment must understand, that Biafra is a cause for which each time has come, and that there is no man, no group of people, born of flesh, that can stop it. It doesn't matter how many of us you kill, it doesn't matter how many of us you detain and torture and intimidate, it doesn't matter. All the plans you have, including your genocidal audio of violence against the people of Biafra, the people of God, one thing is clear. In the end, the spirit of Biafra will prevail. And already, if you are getting the signal right now, if you are getting the signal that there is nothing you can do, the best thing for you at this particular point in time is to allow the people of Biafra to go to their homeland. A lot of people have been asking about referendum, and we are asking you here, we are saying categorically clear that referendum is not out of place, but first thing first, we must do the work. As you can see, the IPOB family members around the world and indeed in Biafra land have been doing the marvelous work, the one job that are needed for, of course, other subsequent processes to coming. And so we are urging you, we are asking you at this particular point in time to join the IPOB family members around the world and in Biafra land to do the job first. It is because of the impetus that has been set before the world and indeed before the Nigerian murderous establishment that you are now asking for a referendum. We are asking you to exercise a little patience once more, because we need to do one or two other things before that issue of referendum will even come up. First of all, the leader of Indigenous People of Biafra and the Kano must be released unconditionally, and all other Biafrans held across secret cells in the contraption called Nigeria, all of them must be released. You cannot be selfish, and you cannot impose your own personal feelings and dictates upon us. We know what we are doing, and first thing first, the patience of the people is fast expiring, and the world must take notice. We are a peaceful people. We value life. That is why you have been seeing what you are seeing. A lot of people questioned the rationale behind us protesting and asking our people to obey the law. There is wisdom in that, and what has happened in the last 1 week or so will of course teach you some lessons. You should have been enlightened that we are following a process and we are establishing a precedent. All we are asking you is that every protest you make must be recorded, every event around you must be recorded, either in picture or in video, because it is going to go a long way to buttressing the point we are making. Right now, we are setting the pace, and the Nigerian murderous establishment are, of course, following. That is why we ask you to be courageous and fearless before your enemies. That does not mean that we do not have the right to self-defense. Of course, we have it, and we are going to activate it at the appropriate time. But first thing first, we must make a case for the world to see. We are law-abiding people. We have shown the world that we can govern ourselves. We have shown the world that we are people of God, and that we value life, and that we have the principles of democracy in our DNA. All we need to do is to consolidate on the gains so far, to continue to do the work we are doing, to continue to move forward more than ever before. Do not make mistake about this. We have the right to defend ourselves, and we will activate it at any particular point in time. The leader of the Indigenous People of Biafra, Nnamdi Kanu, must be released from detention, from illegal detention for that matter. He must continue to exercise his freedom of speech and of association, because he has done nothing. Is Nigeria not a contraption? Can anybody say no? Can you die for Nigeria? Can you say that Nigeria is a legal entity the way it is constituted? Nobody can say yes to that. Anybody saying yes to that have ulterior motive, because there is no argument for the unity of the contraption called Nigeria. You cannot win that argument, because the people who are under occupation, the people who are lumped together, different ethnic nationalities, different indigenous identities lumped together and albeit forcefully in the contraption called Nigeria, have never one day come together and agree to be together as one nation or as one country. Nigeria is not a nation. Nigeria is a contraption. And Nigeria has expired, and nobody can say otherwise and provide credible evidence. For us Biafrans, it is time to go. We are setting the pace. It is now left for other ethnic nationalities in the contraption called Nigeria to begin to exercise their right to self-determination and to self-defense. There is nothing to fear about. If a contraption, if an enclave does not want you, and they have demonstrated so much disdain up to the point of trying to wipe a section of population with impunity, up to the point of decimating a section of a population, then something wrong is happening somewhere. Then something is wrong with the foundation itself. That is the case we are making, and that is the case and question that we are asking, and nobody has provided answer to that. If you cannot provide an answer to why you must keep somebody in a contraption, a corrupt and evil empire called Nigeria, then why are you suffering? Why are you unleashing mayhem on those who want to be free? We are the people of Biafra, and there is nothing that connects us with Nigeria. The only thing is that we are under occupation, and we are being forced to do the things that we don't want to do. We are being forced to be one Nigeria, and we are saying no. We are asking all market leaders, all traditional rulers, all community leaders, all communities in Biafra land, and all friends of Biafra from around the world to stand up and be counted. Stand in solidarity for the freedom that the leader of indigenous people of Biafra land, Kanu, has tenaciously and assiduously and selflessly fought for. Stand in solidarity with him, because what he has fought for, what he has done, is to secure a place for a generation. Not for himself, not for his family, but for generations of Biafrans to come, and indeed generations of all those people who are still under shackles of oppression, shackles of marginalization, shackles of injustice, shackles of inhuman and degrading treatment from around the world, to take a cue, to take courage, to pick up themselves and begin, of course, to ask for their freedom. This is Radio Biafra live broadcast. It is not a recorded one, and the time now here is 6 minutes to 1 p.m. in London, and it is the same 6 minutes to 2 p.m. in Biafra land. The number to call, of course, when our lines are open, remains +447 405 964146, +447 405 964146. We are, of course, going to read one or two headlines before we continue. There is an article, of course, written on Biafra, and it is titled "Call for Caution," and I will read some part of it and deviate and go ahead to making one or two comments on it. Since the arrest of Mr. Nnamdi Kanu, the director of foreign-based Radio Biafra, youths have been staging daily protests for his release in many cities of the southeast and south-south. Of course, there is nothing like southeast and south-south, because this is a PDP administrative concussion. These southeast and south-south is, of course, part and parcel of the old eastern region, which is Biafra. The agitators under the platforms of indigenous people of Biafra and some members of Movement for the Acquisition of Sovereign State of Biafra are also calling for the granting of their demand for a separate country called Biafra. Though the demonstrations have remained peaceful, and of course you must acknowledge that, they appear to be gathering traction as more and more youths are joining, with the risk that matters could boil over and threaten the peace and stability of the country. We call on all concerned to exercise caution and ensure that we do not get into yet another security mess. This is the area, of course, I will stop at this juncture. It is very important and very instructive for the Nigerian handlers, for the rogue elements in Nigeria, for the rogue elements who are in control of the rogue entity called Nigeria. to begin to take a cue, to begin to take notice that the people of Biafra are law-abiding people, that the people of Biafra are the people of God. They are peaceful people, but that does not mean that you can continue to subjugate them to all manner of difficulties for a long time. We have the right to defend ourselves, and we are not making anybody to be in doubt about it. If you continue to shoot our people, to kill our people with impunity, we will defend ourselves. That is an issue of importance. That is an issue of utmost importance that everybody should understand. We are enjoining our people to remain resolute in this connection. When you are called to come on the streets of Biafraland and anywhere you are, please go ahead and follow instructions. It is very important because we know what we are doing. Remain fearless before your enemies and before your oppressors. Remain courageous in face of difficulties, just like our leader Nnamdi Kanu has demonstrated, just like a sizable number of IPOB family members across Biafraland have demonstrated. And you can see that there is virtue in courage. Today you have secured a name for yourself. Before this time, anybody that mentions Biafra is termed a criminal. And you ask yourself, why? Because they don't like you. Because they want you out of extinction. They want to decimate you. They want to kill you. But it is only when you allow evil to grow that it will grow wings, it will grow legs and hands and move among us as humans. And we salute the courage of all IPOB family members around the world and indeed in Biafraland and indeed friends of Biafra for making it clear that the people of Biafra have a right to exist. Today, you can answer to Biafra. Today, you can be proud and stand up and say you are a Biafran without any fear of molestation, without any fear of intimidation. And even if that you are intimidated or being molested, the person perpetrating such is a criminal. It's as simple as that. Southeast region marginalized since independence, or Ohazuike. Southeast region marginalized since independence, according to Ohazuike, and we are asking this question. Why have you waited for so long to be saying all these things? We are no longer talking about Southeast region. We are no longer talking about Southeast. We are talking about Biafra this time around. So anybody hoping that, yes, you want to use the impetus, you want to use the momentum that has been raised, the bar that has been raised about Biafra restoration to try to restructure Southeast or South-South, then you are joking because you are wasting your time. This is why we have continued to warn our people that there are some unscrupulous elements who call themselves elders of Biafra land. They have been crisscrossing the streets of Abuja, corridors of power in Abuja. They stand with you in the morning and say that they are Biafra. In the night, they creep into Abuja to look for contracts in the name of Biafra. We are saying that anybody, if your father, if your uncle, if your relation or friend is involved in all this, tell them to desist from that because there is no way. In the end, the spirit of Biafra men, women, and children massacred in cold blood will continue to haunt them and their generations to come. The president of the Association of Ezendibo in Diaspora. This is unbelievable. Ezendibo in Diaspora, far away from Igbo land, and they are taking chieftaincy title. You have them in Lagos, of course. Ezendibo, Association of Ezendibo in Lagos, in Ondo, in Akure, in Abuja, in Kano. You have them everywhere. And you begin to ask yourself, does these people or do these people ever have shame? We are asking, of course, the international community to look into what the issues are. The United States of America, United Kingdom, must take note that the leader of Indigenous People of Biafra, Nnamdi Kanu, is still being incarcerated. The United Kingdom must stand up and be counted this time around. Nnamdi Kanu is a British citizen, and there is no speaking with both sides of your mouth. The efforts have been made by the UK government, but it is not enough. Nnamdi Kanu must be released now and not tomorrow. But some people who call themselves Ohane Zendibo or Ezendibo, they will want to see a way they will block any move that is on the way in assisting to make sure that Biafra is restored. This is the reason why these people are clamoring for one Nigeria, for them to get money from Abuja, and we are saying no to them. President of Association of Ezendibo in Diaspora, Ezenwabueze Ohazurike, has blamed the long neglect of the Southeast by the federal government as the reason behind the sporadic demand for the creation of sovereign state of Biafra, which has affected the economy and social life in the region. Ohazurike, who is also the Ezendibo of Lagos, I told you, said in a statement that the Southeast region of Nigeria has been neglected and marginalized since independence. So what are you saying then? If you know that that region, that particular part of the world, has been marginalized since decades, since more than 40 years now, well, why then are you waiting? Why were you waiting? Why couldn't you stand up and be counted? Why did you wait until lives have been lost, people have been shot, and now you are not even talking about Biafra? You are talking about Southeast region. We call our people to be vigilant, because there are some rogue elements rocking around, trying to serve the collective interests of our people for their own selfish end. And at this juncture, I will leave this news article and move on. Economic woes heighten as buyers shun Nigerian crude. This is going to be a very good news, because Nigeria in the first place is sitting on the blood of innocent Biafrans massacred in cold blood because they are asking for their own economic self-emancipation. They are calling for their political self-emancipation. They are calling for social self-emancipation. Nigeria's economy faces significant risks in the days ahead, as the country is currently having difficulties getting buyers for its crude oil in the international market, even as the price of its various oil grades have been on a downward trend over the last couple of months. Data obtained from global energy information providers reveal that Nigeria is currently recording supply gluts in the sales of its crude oil, as buyers seem to prefer other competing grades from other countries. And you think that this is just a political issue? It is about nemesis. This is about spiritual chastisement. And we are asking God Almighty to continue, please. Allow this plague to continue on Nigeria and Nigerians until they leave the people of Biafra alone. This is Radio Biafra Live Broadcast. We are live, we are direct. If you want to make any contributions to this program, please call +447405961146. The caller on the phone, your name and where you are. Can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Hello?
Go ahead, we're hearing you. Where are you calling from, please?
Okay. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the program.
I'm the son of Biafra. Son of Biafra talking. I'm happy to hear everything.
What is your name? What is your name? You cannot be son of Biafra. There are people who are risking their lives. There are people who are being shot dead. You are only calling on phone and telling me that you are son of Biafra. Call on the phone your name and where you are. Can you hear me?
My name is Dennis. Yes, sir, I can hear you, sir.
Yes, go ahead.
My name is Dennis.
Yes, where are you calling from?
Hello, sir. I'm calling from a 506.
Right, thank you very much. Can you turn off the radio or move away from it? Turn off the radio or move away from it. Oh.
Yes, sir. Hello, sir. Can you get me?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, stop this. So I'm very, very happy for what happened yesterday because I see my guy. I was very, very happy.
Yes.
So, I said, may God continue to give Biafra his
blessing. You say?
Because
amen.
Where I had our enemy and Savior, stop where I see yesterday.
Yes, his line is dropped. We will go and take another call. Call on the phone, right. Your name and where you are. Give us your name and where you're calling from, please.
Hello, good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, welcome to the program.
Thank you, sir. I am from Ua.
Yes. What is your name, please?
My name is Kimelo Okoye.
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
Thank you, sir. I am a native of Father John, but they are from Lyme.
Yes, go ahead. Go ahead. Welcome to the program.
I thank you, my dear. Thank you, sir. I appreciate your work.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for what you have done in their from land. May God bless you and bless your family and bless their from land. In Jesus' name.
Amen. And bless you too and your family.
Our father, sir, Nandu Kano.
Yes.
I thank God for him. Because I know that man is a man of God. God just sent him to us.
Yes.
For him to take care of the earth. He just saw his wife as he sees. May God bless you in Jesus' name.
Amen. Bless you too. May God bless you and family as well. And family of five people be around the world. Thank you very much.
Amen.
The caller on the phone, your name and where you are?
Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon and welcome to the program.
Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon. Welcome
Hello,
to the program.
My name is Uche Molo. I'm coming from Equator.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Yeah, sir. I really appreciate what happened yesterday. For me to hear that our leader is alive and appear alive in court. So all our prayer that we are praying for Biafra and our director and the Kano, God is hearing it. And we keep on praying that God will make us to get this our nation called Biafra.
You say?
There is nothing Nigeria, zoo called Nigeria, that will do. They will do. Our Biafra land, we must go there.
Yes.
So I'm appreciating what your people are doing for you to make us to know where we are. and where we are coming from. So our God who cooked them and keep us alive and make us to get what we need. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much. Call on the phone, your name and where you are.
Yeah, hello.
Hello.
Yeah, I hope my call is true because I can hear the other caller still talking.
This is Radio Biafra live broadcast. You are live and people are listening to you.
Yeah, I hope you won't cut me off because I'm calling you from London. I live in the same city with you.
You hope I won't cut you off? What is your name first?
Yeah, my name is Nwobi. I'm from Ogidi, Anambra State.
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, I've been listening to your broadcast, and to be honest with you, I'm Igbo like everyone else. But I'm concerned you are doing the wrong thing.
Yes, are you part of our family in the first place?
Well, an Igbo man is an Igbo man. There is nothing known as family. Igbo is Igbo. If you are Igbo, you are Igbo. You
yes.
don't need to belong
how,
to any group. To
how
be
are
an
we?
Igbo man.
How are we doing the wrong thing?
Because most of the callers are using words that denote violence in this matter. Igbo people are peace-loving.
Biafra, first of all, you are getting it wrong. You said we are wrong, but you are getting it wrong. Biafra is not about Igbo. It's as simple as that. You need to get it right. If you are fighting for your Igbo nation, you go back to Igbo nation. Biafra is not
Igbo
about Igbo.
I hope you will treat my call with respect as we are in the same city, United Kingdom. I'm not calling you from Nigeria, so I'm calling you from the same city, and you know people respect others' views in this country.
It doesn't matter.
What I'm telling
if you are not for
Owazurike,
us, you are not for
Owazurike,
us.
Owazurike had been locked before, and the Igbo elders went round, negotiated his release, without this sort of thing that is happening. What your followers are doing is crippling the economic activities.
Oh, really? So you are...
Yes, it is.
No, you cannot talk and you won't let me talk. Okay? You have come here to deliver a message. And the message...
I'm not delivering any message.
You are coming to deliver...
You are probably somewhere...
The caller on the phone, your name and where you are, you can't come here and messing up. Is that a threat or what?
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the program.
Good afternoon. Yeah. I'm calling from Igbocha.
Yes, thank you very much. Just hold on for 1 minute. People who, of course, do not have the interest of our people at heart cannot just come and occupy the airspace. It's as simple as that. And this guy talking now before you, the last caller, has a message. And he has come with a threat. And I know whom he is. And I'm waiting for him. Go ahead, please.
All right, thank you. Thank you, Uchumefa.
Thank you very much.
This is my first time of calling this radio. I've been trying the line, but I couldn't get you.
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
Yeah, I have to thank you so much for bringing up this Biafra agitation.
Hello?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I have to thank you so much. Yes.
Hello?
Like as I told you, my name is Ihenacho Onoha. I'm calling from Igbocha.
Yes, go ahead. We are listening. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm very happy for this agitation. I know about this when there was the Biafra-Nigerian war, and I keep on saying, when will Biafra come up again? And now this is a very good opportunity, and I have been doing my best to see that I join up this group. because I'm interested about this Biafra. I know that God will always be with this group. And I know that God will be with this group. God will bless the people that have initiated this. And I pray that God will make it work out successfully. About the man they have locked in, Nnamdi Kanu. I know that they locked him without unlawfully, because they have no reason for the lock up of that man. They have no reason. I listened to radio and they said that is the unlawful association of unlawful society. What do they mean by that? So, in fact, let us continue. You people that are on the as our leaders, you should try as much as you could that, to see that this thing come forward, because we are interested. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you very much, and God bless you. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah.
I'm going to the line now to bring in Barrister Mamas. Barrister, are you hearing me? Barrister, are you hearing me?
Good morning.
Barrister, good afternoon from here.
Oh, good afternoon, rather.
Go ahead.
Yes, I mainly called because of the guy before this last one who called you and started agitating that you hope you won't cut him off. When he came with the wrong agenda, why won't you cut him off? You see, he's comparing director to Wazurike. Wazurike was a fraudulent guy who is not there for the interest of Biafrans. That guy, I hope you are listening. I can't remember what your name is, but you say you are calling from the United Kingdom. You cannot be wrong and get right. The Zulu economy has to crumble. In fact, it's beginning to crumble because that is our mission. To cripple it, we want to destroy the zoo. Don't you get it? They are holding director and you don't expect the economy to be going well. We are moving around the whole world. If you don't know, my brother, wherever you are, whoever sent you, unfortunately, you didn't deliver the message they sent you, but we got the idea from where you're coming from. This particular program is not for the Igbos. It's Biafra. Wazurike is there for the Igbos, and that's why it did not work for him. This movement has never been seen before in the whole wide world. So, we are agitating for Biafra. We want to restore Biafra. We are not to Wazurike. If you are talking about Wazurike, go to Wazurike's platform. Biafra will do all we could to restore Biafra, to bring out Director Nnamdi Kanu, Owa Buruburu, Oha Madike. So the economy is not yet crumbling. It's yet to crumble because we want to bring the zoo to its knees. The oil is down to its lowest ebb. We want to make the world not even to buy anything so that Buhari will not get the money to buy arms, to kill our people, to shoot unarmed women and men. Financially, how we are protesting without even a single gun, yet we are winning. So if your brother is part of the zoo economy, let it crumble. We don't give a damn. All we want is to restore Biafra. Biafra is an occupied nation, and we don't want Hausa, Fulani and Boko Haram anymore there. I know you are talking on behalf of your brother or those who are eating from the hands of Hausa, Fulani, Boko Haram. We do not care, including maybe Ohanaeze and Ndoshin and Nama is part of your regime. We do not care about the economy. Let it crumble. Let them go. They cannot deal with the economy. How many years? There's no infrastructure. So what economy are you talking about that is crumbling? Let it dip down as much as we care. Biafra must be restored. So my brother, whoever sent you, tell them that you did not go through. It didn't work for you. We're here for Biafra, not for evil. Some of you that have this mixed up ideology, you don't bring it here on this platform. This platform is a mixture of ethnic groups in Biafra land, from Ibanke to Apaibu to Igbo land to every ethnic group you can think of. That is Biafra, a mixture of people, not Igbo. Igbo, how much has Igbo done all these years? With Ohanaeze and Ndoshinama, all they are talking about is their own pocket. They don't care about their children. What a shame, you and those who sent you. You will not succeed on this platform. This platform is for Biafrans, and that's what we are promulgating here, and Biafra must be restored. So send those, tell those who sent you that you did not succeed. You can never be right and get wrong, and you can't be wrong and get right. The director is there in the hands of the enemies, and you want us to keep quiet so that you and those your own thieves will go and negotiate about his release. No, we don't want anybody to negotiate. We want the director to be out, not via negotiation of those who will take some 10% or 20% on his head. No, Biafrans are doing this, and we are not doing it for any percentage. We are doing it to restore Biafra. That's what we are doing here. So do your best not to call again. This is not for you. It's not a platform. This is a platform of Biafrans, not for evil. You got it? Good afternoon.
Thank you, Barista, for that. Of course, there is no going back. And I know the person he has threatened before to do one or two things, and I'm waiting for them. This is Radio Biafra Live Broadcast. We are live, we are direct. And this is a late afternoon, or rather early afternoon session, and we are reaching you from London, and with some degree of certainty to the ends of the world.
Freedom, in case it's Judah, Babylon fall. The vampire
upon the wicked,
Babylon fall.
Yes, it's all Israelite. The sea second to light, cause I see you pray to last. Who's against us is among us. Rome, Vatican is the new Babylon. Freedom of the world must come from Israelite. Freedom of Africa, certainly from Mount Zion. Freedom of Biafra, the new Jerusalem. Babylon quench, Babylon die. I just might come.
Babylon fall. If I'm
fire upon the wicked, Babylon a missionary plan. Catholicism, she's Babylon a vampire. Babylon a loot my temple, hold it down. Oh Jerusalem, my Jerusalem. Babylon a took my skin for men as slavery. Some live in America, some live in Europe. Kill the dread, Caesar Nero persecuting empire. Babylon fall, Babylon quench. When they go no fall, I just like them.
Babylon fall. If I'm
fire upon the wicked,
Babylon fall.
You send the right, Babylon, your time to fall. I say Hebrew, you deceive the world, you can change my soul. You kill your name, but Babylon, where is Peter? Oh yes, me tell you fall, and when you go, no fall. Shapless them go God, statues then go freak. Babylon fall, Babylon quench. Every time I sing, Babylon must fall. Babylon way, and Babylon fall.
If I'm
fire upon the wicked,
Babylon fall.
In Africa, maybe my people don't know me well. Across the world, confused a lot, I'm an Israelite. Zion, Lion's base, Canaan is my land. Jericho, temple.
Yes, so this is still Radio Biafra Live Broadcast. We are reaching you live and direct from London. Let's go to the line now to bring in Okenwa. Okenwa, are you hearing me? Yes, so let us go to the line. I am joined by Okenwa. Okenwa, can you hear me?
Clearly, my phone now. Can you hear me? All right. Thank you, Barutime, for giving me this opportunity to talk at least for a minute or two. Thank you, our deputy director. My name is Nnajofu Okenwa. calling from London East, United Kingdom. I want to say, yes, I want to greet fellow Biafrans worldwide, wherever you are. Thank you very much for all your hard work. I want to speak to this guy, although Barrister had addressed him. Haven't already addressed him. I don't think he will take much of our time, as some of them always do when they come up, because they think that every time they turn up and they provoke us, then we will go off track and continue talking about them. But what baffles me so much is this idiot. He starts by warning, I hope you will allow him to speak. I hope you won't cut him off. Then I don't know what he means by that. If he is coming to speak on Radio Biafra, then he should first of all know that this Radio Biafra is for Biafrans and the people of goodwill of this world and even our enemies. However, you don't turn up and start warning us first of all, and then making this statement that he's living in the same street with you. What should that supposed to mean? What does that supposed to mean? If he want to rage like a bull, like a foolish idiot, then no problem. Let me set a rendezvous with him. He tell me to come down to Barking. I can do so. Or I will tell him to come down to Stratford. Then let me take him on. He is not ashamed to make a mention that this is United Kingdom, that we have rule of law and respect for one another. So in other words, he is agreeing. He, errand boy, he is now accepting that the animal kingdom where he is calling is Nigeria, where the economy is not good because of what is happening. So he is now accepting that it's actually animal kingdom where rule of law is not followed. And I warn him, if he want to speak about Owazirike and he want to speak about his Ohanaeze, Ndiawasa, they should go and open up their own radio. Or he should go to Radio Change, or go to Yoruba Cowardly Radio and speak there and join his idiots who are begging to eat from the crumbs of Hausa Fulani, Yoruba coward idiots. He don't come on this platform and start warning and giving terms of and conditions of operation to us. Who is he to come and start telling us that he is living in the same street with you? Then I'm buying that case. My name again is Najofo Kenwa. Let him tell me where to meet him. He can hear me clearly. If he call again, or he should text his number to Radio Biafra, or I will call my number to him. If he want to call back, let him make himself known. Don't worry about who tell me for. I will take you on personally. Then I show you that if you are coming from jungle, animal kingdom, and you think that Rocha Sokora Hausa, we have to hire you all idiots to come here and disrupt what we are doing. You are doomed. Bastard. This is all I want to say now, Brother Uche, before I don't want to go further. Because this non-entity is not worth breaking our protocols. It's not worth it. And then I want to use this opportunity to warn, like all these those who are clowning around with red caps there in Enugu and Abuja. They say they are Ezendi Atoro, not Ezendi Igbo, because they cannot continue calling themselves Igbo. I'm an Igbo man, but they are making me almost to deny my Igbo-ness. All right? You asked this question before. Since over 40, 45 years, where were they? Now they are talking about marginalization, talking about infrastructures, and what have you. But where are they living? They are living in Yoruba land. They are living in Hausa land. They don't mind to go and live in Katongora, Sokoto. Now they're wearing their red caps up and down, talking about that. Dialoguing with who? We don't dialogue. We are Biafrans. It's not about Igbo. What are these people talking about? Have they asked people from Lower Kogi, Igala? Have they asked the Igede and the Idoma? Have they asked Isobo and Isoko, Isekiri? In other words,
Have they asked the BBO? Have they asked our brothers in Ijon, Ijo? Before we talk about Igbo here, they are talking Igbo, 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 fooling themselves. Who are they fooling? No more. We are no more fools. This is finished. And we are coming for them. Roaches, run away now before we come. Run away. You are not one of us. Roaches, Obi, Ton Obi Nabo. You are finished. And look at you, all these men calling themselves on Eze Ndigbo and the Chief Ndigbo everywhere. They are not ashamed that a man from Daura village, from Timbuktu, is coming to dictate for them what to do. They are not ashamed that they are holding their son, rocking him up, feeding him garbage, giving him rubbish to drink, and gallivanting about, talking about dialogue, talking about unity. And all of them writing up, some of them are claiming that they are writers, they are lawyers. They don't buy into violent means of agitation. They should be talking about dialogue, infrastructure, and equality. Where are you since 45 years, shameless idiots? And who asked you to buy or key into our ideology? Biafra is a religion. It is our ideology. Whether you like it or not, we don't want you. Without you, we will march on. And the Buhari, hear you this now. Go to your Iran, beg for your ammunition. We will dislodge this ammunition from your House of Fulani people and kill all of you. Idiots. Let me stop here now. But all these idiots that are turning up now from graves, like if they are waking up from cemetery, they are comatose for us. They are dead and buried. They say that Biafra is dead since 45 years ago. But no, you got it all wrong. You and your family, your children and children are dead because we are coming after you. We go step by step, just like we are told to do. But the time shall come, you have forced us and pushing us to war. When we don't have anywhere to fall back no more, we will attack you from left, right, and centers. Your police, navy, and army will not be enough. If you are intelligent and smart enough, you just have to take a look from Agbo to Asaba, to Onitsha, to Oka, to Enugu, to Aba, to Iguacha. We are coming to Akwa Ibom and Calabar, and we will rampage against all of you who are sabotaging and selling the birthright of your children. You will see this happen. Look at this Daura illiterate man, think that he will lay his filthy fingers on our own dear brother. And all of you clowns are hovering all up and down like vultures and do nothing about it and say nothing about it. And people who are idiots from the north are talking about violence, talking about stop them. And you all are not ashamed to hear all this and keep quiet. Where are your sons? All of them are in Europe, scavenging all over the place. They are in America, scavenging all over the place. Why are your children not back there in your lovely Nigeria to study and they open up their businesses and they live day and night? You buy tickets for them to run away from the country, and our people are frustrated, run away from our land through sea and through deserts, dying every day, and none of you are talking. And now you come out to talk with your stupid, wretched red caps, calling yourself Ohanaeze Ndiebe. You are fools. Idiots. Look at you, sit down there, and the chief of baboons of all baboons, General Chimpanzee Olusegun Obasanjo, is calling your children miscreants. And you say nothing about it. Shame on all of you. Bastards. We will come after one you, all of you, one by one. Mark this word. Biafra is here. Look, before, if you speak about Biafra or talk about Biafra, you will be caged like a monkey. And now everybody can talk about Biafra, even those who took money
according to our director, Lagos Ibadan Expressway got a journalist. And now even writing about Biafra. Yet you are not even proud. Instead, shamelessly, you are moroning all over the place. And everybody has to abuse you and abuse your children. And you're not ashamed. Shame will befall all of you. Thank you, Uchemefo. We will get to them.
Okay, well, thank you very much. Of course, I know this guy, and there are a number of others, even those who call themselves IPOB family members, they are also sending threats to HMFO. But we are, of course, looking into it and investigating and following lines of inquiry. There is no need to panic. We are on top of it, and I am asking them to do their worst. This is Radio Biafra Live Broadcast once again, and we are live, we are direct.
Hello. Hello, good afternoon. My deputy director, bless my brother. Thank you for this wonderful opportunity given to me. I've been trying all this while to connect you, but I know that many people have been on the line. My brother, I really want to appreciate you for your effort. My name is Fechukwu Okoye from Anambra. Okay, it is inside me. I'm a brother to Juku. Yes, I so much appreciate all your patience, your effort, all your endeavors. Since all this while, director has not been alone. In fact, my brother, I don't really know where to start to appreciate what you do. You are more than a father, a friend, a brother. I never believe what has been happening for this war. You have never for one day, right from the very day we had the director has been kidnapped by this monster. From that very day, you have never shifted, you have never made a move. Even when people are calling and talking, you are still even presenting director. Even when some people call and say, director, you will tell them this is the deputy director. I say, what kind of a man is this? My brother, indeed, I so much appreciate all your effort you have been doing for us, keeping and sustaining us all this while. I want to use this opportunity to say one or two things. I thank my brother who just called now. In fact, it's as if he knew my mind exactly what I wanted to send across to these people. That is what they have delivered this afternoon, this wonderful program. But I want to also thank our sister that called there 4 years today. And they speak to our fathers, our elders, people that call themselves father, that have made this mistake in the beginning. They are supposed to be crying now, repenting, and asking for forgiveness, that are still parading themselves around to Abuja. Very shameful thing. Very shame on them. Very shame on them. Include anyone, even my own uncle, anyone among them that do not appreciate this wonderful effort that God have sent you people that has taken it as a course upon yourself to carry out this, no matter what is causing you people. Sleepless night, you will be on the air 5, 4, 6 hours, 8 hours, being on the air, talking. And for the following day, you continue, in the evening, you continue. These people are not saying, this thing is no longer church play, that these people are really serious, and that it is not just them doing this. Instead, for them to appreciate what the price is doing, and they say, tell us how to do it or what we are going to do. They are there going up and down. I called, when people call them mortar, that is how to fortify them. I want to thank God for what happened yesterday, that people, even my neighbors, everybody we are worried, coming to me saying that they had a key director, but yesterday, God glorified himself. So I so much appreciate what happened, what we had, what we saw yesterday. And indeed, we know that God is on our side. I want to ask you people that are there, you, my former manager, every of you, to continue what you are doing. We are strongly behind you people. Any day you call on us to come out, to be on the street, we are out. No retreat, no surrender. We have no other cause except this. In Biafra, we stand, in Biafra, we die. There is no two ways about it. We cannot go back. We are tired. We are tired to be in this mess, Jew called Nigeria. All of us, even the people that called the young man, the idiot that just called you, I was saying something. I said, I wish I would get that person. I myself will be the one that we put into where he deserves to be. So I want to thank God, my brother. I want to use this opportunity to pray that the God Almighty, who has started this journey, who has called us that the hour has come for we to be free, want to appreciate him for the marvelous and the glorious, wonderful work that the Lord has done. I thank God to put Kabiama for everything that the Lord has done. One thing that marvels me is the more these people are trying to push us, more they are trying to stop us, more Biafra is rising. People called me from all over yesterday, said, is it true that went to Abuja? I said, you will see here more that will happen. So I really appreciate God. My brother, continue the good work you are doing. Continue the good work. The Lord is on your side. Don't mind the people who are there. Because of one thing, they backslide, they change, and they begin to sleep on both sides of their mouth, taking blood. They thought that it's over. But I tell them, the battle is not yet over, unless God says it's over.
Yes,
so
sir.
I thank the Almighty God who has done this. And I want to use this opportunity to pray for our director that wherever he is, that the Almighty God, the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, will not allow him to see corruption, because that is his word. The one with God is majority. That the Lord God Almighty, who has called him, he will not let him to be put to shame. He will not allow his enemy to triumph over him. The Lord will disgrace and will frustrate every effort of the evil one. The Lord will disgrace the pedophile. The Lord will put our enemies back at the ground, and we will march upon.
He said,
will not come. The Lord God Almighty will frustrate them. The Lord will take them. The earth will open and will swallow them. In the name of Yahweh Yeshua. Thank you, my dear brother. Because of my credit, I want to stop here for now.
Thank you very much.
God bless you and bless your family.
Thank you. And may God bless you too and bless your family. There is no going back on this. Thank you very much.
Thank you. God bless you, sir.
The caller on the phone, your name and where you are.
Good afternoon, my deputy director.
Good afternoon, welcome to the program.
Yes, my deputy director, can you hear me clearly?
Yes, I can hear you. The world is listening. Go ahead.
Okay, my name is Chukwu Dimba, and I'm coming right now from Mo, in Biafra land.
Yeah, go ahead.
I heard from Kano East local government, and Kano is also in Enugu. Enugu is also in Biafra land.
Yes, go ahead. We're listening. Go ahead.
Okay, my deputy director, I'm calling this afternoon regarding in respect to that guy that called from London. That said that he came from Mogidi. This stupidity that called this afternoon, talking about Igbo. For your information, this is Radio Biafra. This is not Igbo Radio. This is not Radio for Igbo. This is Radio Biafra. And you called, when you called, you start saying if the deputy director will not will permit you, not cut you off, because already you know you have bad intention. That is why you are calling. And let me say this, please, my deputy director, if it is possible, I want you and the director of the state to consider this. It is high time you start sending us all the information about all these people. Because it is because you have been keeping quiet, you have not been doing anything. That is why these people are coming up, even this organization and Angam. That is why they are still, when we are trying to do things to work for us, these people will be scattering everything. It is high time we start sending all the profile about these people, we start dealing with them one after another. Even this one has told this happening, it's because if I know his family, I'll start this happening. I'll start from his family to deal with his family. He's in London. Is London your fatherland? What are you doing there? What is your opinion? If you have any role in your business, in your fatherland, idiot. You are in London, fucking nonsense. You are taking out the director. If anything happens to any one of them, then you will not even come to the fatherland. Don't talk of Obidi, idiot. Who is very close to Obidi? So if I get information about your family, I will start dealing with your family. Idiot. You are in London. Go police in that place. My name is director. God bless you.
Thank you very much. They cannot do anything, of course. Some of these people are even coming from those who say that they are Biafrans. They are threatening you to term of four, but they will fail. They call on the phone your name and where you are.
My name is Ajay, and I'm telling you my name is Biafran. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, welcome to the program.
Deputy Director, that man in London. That man in London, Chimeke Moyoko, that man is a criminal, that man is a rogue. What are you doing in London? Because you bite it on hand goose and send some of your people to send for you and give you money. That is why you are making up. Come back to your father's land, you never live there. You live in London, you drive good car, you drive on good road, you enjoy good water, you enjoy electricity, everything is perfect there. But your father's house wasn't in perfect there, and you are talking on radio. All the goods you are sending, I caught some of them. Not all of them will be destroyed, so you will not get any profit from them again. She makes the talk of Korea. Deputy Director, God bless you.
God bless you too. Thank you very much. And of course, keep on keeping on. Call on the phone, your name and where you are.
Hello?
Yes, hello. This is live broadcast. Where are you calling from and what is your name? They are not talking and we will take another call. The caller on the phone, your name and where you are. Can you hear me?
Yes, I'm hearing you. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the program.
Yeah, this is Andiefon 80 from Akwa Ibom State.
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm so happy for what our director is doing for us, because he has opened our eyes now, and we have know that we have one brother, and we will stand to fight this fight, because...
Yes, go ahead.
My father used to tell me about an election, how he used to fight. And we have one brother that fights for Biafra, and I will fight for Biafra. No problem. Let him continue. We will fight. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much, and God bless you. Thank you. This is Radio Biafra Live Broadcast. We are live, we are direct on this day and this afternoon of 24th of November 2015. The number to call remains +447405964146. For avoidance of doubt, there is going to be a mega rally, mega protest in Abuja on a date to be announced. You must get this information from your zonal coordinators. We are not going to say the date at the moment, but there is going to be a mega rally in Abuja very soon. The caller on the phone, your name and where you are. Can you give me your name and Hello? Where you're calling from, please?
I am John Ene from Mokwaibom State. I'm residing in Port Harcourt.
Right, thank you very much.
I want to commend you people for being an eye opener to the whole Biafran. I'm a Mokwaibom man, and the deputy of Ojukwu is from Mokwaibom State.
Yes.
The propaganda of Nigeria should be made known to the whole world that they are trying to do the divide and rule caused by British. So I want to tell you people to keep on for the struggle, that we are all in the struggle and we know what they are doing. What they are doing is to try to separate us so that there will be no power. But I want to thank you and thank all of you that have made it possible for the realization of this eye-opener. Everybody has made where it belongs to. And there is nothing that will make us to go back, because what we are seeing on ground is very real, and it will come to pass as soon as possible. I pray that God will give you people courage, give you wisdom, give you understanding and power. Anyway, director is, and all the Biafran people out in the diaspora and in the Biafra land here, we will sum up our courage and have Biafra. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray.
Amen. Please, can you take 1 minute and talk to our people, our brothers and sisters in our choir room, please? Talk in your local dialect, please.
Thank you. I feel it's your choir room. Then, Tiki Baba, if you're away, Boke, celebration. I call you second in command, Ojukwu. So, in my time called Biafra, our choir room state, I do Biafra land. The second in command of Jukwa Kodo, Philadelphia, had to go Kwaibom State. So, in my time called Kwaibom State, in Ido Biafra, so can you have any propaganda? Had to go Fulani Hausa, I did it by Mammy Nabaka, then you don't go Kwaibom, you don't go Biafra. Biafra, you go Igbo speaking language, or the Ule, Biafra do the whole that everywhere that we tie to Rafa, our mother tie to Rafa is Biafra. Know your fatherland, know where you come from. We are not Arewa, we are not Oduduwa, we are Biafra. So let everybody have a stand. If you honor Nufiba, have your freedom, get your freedom and be free. When you have your freedom, you'll be free. So make Komuke Nufo, keep on encouraging. It will be a peaceful thing till Biafra comes. Thank you.
Yes, my brother, I'll give you this assignment. If you know our brothers, including you, who want to be presenting programs in your local dialect, come to me, please let me know.
Okay, maybe how do I come to you? Do I send this message, or how do I link?
Send a text message. I will take your number and I will save it.
Okay, sir. Thank you very much.
All right. Take
God
care.
Bless you.
And God bless.
Thank you.
Call on the phone your name and where you are. Can you hear me? The call on the phone. In the next couple of minutes, we will be taking a break and, of course, come back sometime in the evening. For our evening broadcast, the caller on the phone, your name and where you are. Can you hear me? No, they are not talking, and of course, we will proceed after this last call. The caller on the phone, your name and where you are.
Good afternoon, my deputy director.
Good afternoon, welcome to the program.
My name is Chukwudi Ibabuchi. I'm calling from Apa, Nagasi, Yasalan.
Yeah, thank you very much. Go ahead.
I thank you people for the struggling, for what you people have been doing. I pray that you people can be a continued influence on you people. And wherever my director is, I know that my director is in good hands. I know that nothing will happen to him. We all, I believe, we have been going to protest. Even yesterday, we protest here at Aba. Everything goes successfully. So I pray that wherever anybody is saying, both the man in London or wherever he is, I know that
just a propaganda, but I know that we are winning the battle. We are winning.
Of
With
course.
The grace of Chukwukita Gama, we must be true. In your Yahushua name we pray.
Amen. Ise, thank you very much. Thank you.
Yeah.
Call on the phone your name and where you are. Can you hear me, the caller on the phone?
Good afternoon, my deputy director.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, sir. This is Chukwu Okike. I heard from Ebonyi State, but I decided at Port Harcourt to call Igwacha.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Okay, sir. So I want to thank you for what you have been doing, even our director that is in the camp of enemy now, although I don't call it that he's in the camp of enemy, because holding our director will also hasten our country Biafra to come, and I pray, and so shall it be in Yahushua name.
He say amen. Thank you very much.
And I want to tell you, my deputy, sir, you talk of Ebonyi State the other time, and I totally agree with you that what our governor, so-called David Omahi, is the same place with me, the same local government with me. So, in fact, the same place. I mean, I know what David Omahi is eating. We can even give it to him if you don't want to leave us alone. I am telling you, I am not telling you in the name of that. In fact, I am not blagging, but I am telling you what I myself, he come with the same place with me. I know what we can give to him. He eat and sleep. And that is that. So,
no, they will all live and see what Biafra will become.
I pray that they should live, but if they don't want to leave us alone, our Yahweh will settle them in the other side, because Bible which we live say that we pray not which to live. The witch will not leave. We will not continue. Just look at what happened to Kogi State. That is where I am staying before. Look at what happened to so-called APC, where we are dragging power to force it and give to a person. Finally, before to declare him the winner of the election, God will kill him. So, and that is how you'll be taking them one after the other until Biafra comes. I do tell them, no Biafra, no peace. We are just debating on this before I on the radio, Biafra, to listen what is going on now. So, no Biafra, no peace. And I want to tell you, my deputy, that, in fact, by special grace of God, I am an evangelist operating in the Lord Choosing Plasmatic Revival Movement. I am one the church in the Awusa and the Yoruba. So we talk with authority. So I know what God showed me in a dream. And I want to assure you that thing that God showed me, as long as our Yahushua lived, that dream must surely come to pass. So we are four in number. All of us are pastors. And the senior pastor among us told us that if we can lift this four Biafran, little Biafran, the flag, if we can lift it to stand it, that means Biafra has come to stay. But all of a sudden, I saw Awusa and the Fulani soldiers come to attack us. When they attack us, myself, I was angry. Even somebody I know, he was telling me, I should forget about the arresting of us. But the truth remains that, look at where they arrest us, but it didn't take time, Biafra comes. We are jubilating. And that dream. So I want to tell you, my deputy director, that Biafra has come to stay. I do tell, my name is Chukwu Okike, because my father is Okike himself. And why myself is Chukwu, that is the name they gave to me. So I'm from Onitsha local government in Ebonyi State. So the same place with Dave Omahi. So forget about Dave Omahi. Whatever they we are doing, whatever, they are just taking just peanuts. His father and my uncle, because I was born as a soldier. I was trained as a soldier. In fact, not without distant time. So they bring me down in the name of no reason. So I am ready to do anything that a soldier can do to his country in order to cover the country very well, I can do it. I can do it, my director.
No problem.
So, I want to play for our director now.
Let's go ahead.
In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father, you confirm the word of your servant and the perform the counsel of your messenger. If I call to be an evangelist, not by mouth, not by calling by myself, I pray thee, covenant-keeping God, from now to 90 days, I want to see the Biafran flag rising in Biafra land in the name of these people has gotten their own independence, and so shall it be in Jesus' name.
You say amen and amen. Thank you. Go ahead.
By now, I stand as oracle of God. Any man, any woman, whatever they name them, whatever they call themselves, saying that the Biafra is not going to stand, my father and my maker, that the same thing that happened to the children of Israel when they are about to come to their promised land, and the Pharaoh and the agent and angel say that we are not going to leave their promised land. Father, I know that very thing, that you bring them out and they do all and they perish in the Red Sea. I stand by the authority of heaven. I pass a decree this afternoon. Any man, any woman that is still holding this Biafra, oh Lord God, that thing that happened to fellows and the angels in the day, in a time past, will it happen to them in Jesus' name.
Amen. You see?
Thank you, dependable Father. Father, we praise your holy name. We thank you because I know you are the God of the chosen. We are the chosen generation. We are a chosen generation, and as long as this prayer has been made, Father, confirm the word of your messenger in the name of Jesus Christ.
He said, amen. Go ahead.
Director, you will not die young. Your family will not die young. All the families of Nnamdi Kanu, the other yesterday, somebody was saying that he wished to be like a family of Nnamdi Kanu. My children and the one that yet to born, I wish them to be like Nnamdi Kanu, because I must tell you the truth, my deputy, I love Nnamdi Kanu. I also love you. The Bible says that it is only easier like here that you put on a crown. You are a man indeed. I was angry with somebody who was telling you that my deputy director, my credit is that I will call back. I would like to send you a text message and I will give you information that I have on the hand now, because I don't want to give it in air. I will give you the information from now to 10 minutes. I will give you the information.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. And I say amen to your prayers. May God bless you and family and continue to sustain you. Thank you very much.
You say, amen. You say.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Caller on the phone, your name and where you are.
Yeah, hello, Utipiku before.
Yeah, hello, welcome to the program.
Yes, I'm calling from Igocha. My name is Commander AB, calling from Igocha.
Commander who?
AB, calling from Igocha.
Right. Go ahead.
Please, I want to commend you for the job you're doing for Biafrans, and pray for your family that God will keep you for us in Jesus' name.
Amen, he said.
What I want to say is, the Igocha people, I'm a German. The Igocha people, the Igorists, I'm going down, the Igorists, the Ogonis, the Obas, they are holders, everyone should come out for this fight. It's not a one-man fight. Everyone should come out for this fight of Biafra. Our fathers, our parents, fought this Biafran war. Is anybody telling us that we are not part of Biafra?
is what I call divide and rule.
Exactly.
Which you are not interested in. Yes. One thing I want to say again is about those that call themselves Ogonese Ndigbo. You see, one of my friends, Agude, one who always called them Ogonese Ndoshi.
Yes.
They are Ogonese Ndoshi. They are not Ogonese Ndigbo. And I want to send a warning to the governor of Ebonyi State, Dave Umahi. We know all his properties in Port Harcourt. Well, once he finds anything about this IPOB thing again, we'll start with him. Listen to me. Let him know. And let people tell him. We know his first station along this West Road, Brass Oil. We know his house at White House, Romokurushi. We know his properties. Once he finds this any nonsense again, we'll start on him. And for Chibike Amechi, I think that one is not ashamed of himself. Can you hear me, Director?
Yes, we're hearing you. Go ahead.
That one is not ashamed of himself. A very useless idiot that the mother carried to Udumbima. Think you don't know his history. Let them come. We're waiting for them in Port Harcourt and the whole Niger Delta states. They say we're Niger Delta. We're waiting for them in all these states. They say it's Niger Delta. Let them come with the outside APC so that we'll show them something. The blood they will see in River State and Bayelsa and Calabar, when somebody tells them to come here for anything, they know we are ready for them. Then their blood will be soaked. Bugatti, somebody came out in this country and said that if what happened to the 11th election happened in this country, that the blood of Monkey and Babu will soak. And Nigerians voted him as president. And nothing is happening. Today, people like people are demonstrating, talking about their independence. You are there sending soldiers to shoot them, to kill them. And you say we're in democracy. What kind of democracy is this? Let me tell them one thing. They can only kill the messenger, but they cannot kill the message.
Exactly.
The message of Biafra has gone so wide. We have more than 200 million Nanakalos. Let them have this in mind. They can only kill the message, but they can't kill the message. So they have to be very careful of themselves. This is the warning to a governor of Ebonyi State, whatever they call him. We know his properties, but he's in Ebonyi State. If he tries anything funny again, we'll start with him. We'll start with all these idiots that call themselves on his Ndigbo. If you don't start with them, they will not close their mouth. If you say something will not follow, you close your mouth and I won't even have it. When somebody is going to war, you don't tell the president you're going to war. That means you don't want to fight. You want this Biafra. Everybody wants this Biafra. They're trying to get their Ohanese and Doshi, Tumuku Ohanoshi. Let's go push them. We'll start with them. Within what you're doing, I think we are members of ICB and Port Harcourt, Igocha, and all other things. Do what you're doing, no wahala.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And
go ahead and do what you're doing. No wahala. Yes, thank you, my brother. God bless you and bless your family also.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yes, thank you. And more than my brother called for my choir bomb.
Yes.
People begin to learn. Understand me? The choir bomb people should begin to learn. Not somebody come and tell you not to be deaf. Somebody tell you not to be deaf. Tell them not to be deaf. Where are you doing? Where are these people doing for? They kill our father, kill our mothers. Nobody talks.
Thank you.
My brother wouldn't want to be weak. Let other people call and they have to talk more. Thank you. God bless you.
Right.
Bless
thank you very friend. Much.
Bless our director. Bless our director. He will come out safely. There's nothing will happen to him. Yes, that's why he's looking very,
definitely,
very strong.
Definitely.
Very agile. Yes. So that means nothing is happening.
Yeah, this is just a process that needs to be passed. In fact, God knows the best before Biafra will be restored.
Yes.
But we must remain resolute because the journey has just begun. We must remain fearless before our oppressors and our enemies.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Yes. Thank you, my brother. God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you, too.
Yes. Thank you. God bless.
Call on the phone your name and where you are.
I'm calling from Ugochi.
Yes. What is your name, please?
My name is Apostle Celestine.
Your line is cracky. I don't know. Okay. Go ahead.
My name is Apostle Celestine Ikechukwu.
Okay, go ahead. We are waiting. Go ahead. I'm not sure what is going on. Can you hear me? No. This is Radio Biafra Live Podcast. We will be, of course, in next couple of minutes closing. I said it before and so many calls came in as well. Let us take this call. Your name and where you are, please.
Yeah. I want to thank you for all your work. My name is Sir Chukwemeka Mbebu.
In fact, I thank you for all you have been doing for us. And I want to call the IPOB worldwide for them to be courageous.
Sorry, where are you calling from? Where are you calling from, please? Where?
So I want to inform our brethren in Igwacha, because I'm calling from Igwacha here, and I've been giving them information concerning what's going on, and I want to insist on being our brother's keeper, and I want us to be resolute, getting all the necessary materials like a first aid. First aid is very important. Even when we are going around, we need to get this first aid to help ourselves.
Yes.
And again, I want to, because the zoo, they are falling. They are falling because all the allegations they laid upon our director, all those things, they are what we call fallacy. They don't have base.
Yes.
They don't have base because he cannot say if this is a oral victimization, someone who is, you know, agitating for freedom of his people. That is not offense. You see, it's not offense. And again, the terrorists, you know, he cannot even go, court have granted him bail. And you came up and bringing another allegation, and you have not obeyed the court rule. So, in fact, they are just dazzling over it. I don't know what to say. But one thing is certain. Biafra must come, whether they like it or not. The outside Yoruba and all the words are due that are collide together to, you know, discern information that is not correct. They are falling down. And Biafra will start in the name of Tuko Kadiama.
Ise, thank you very much.
I want to pray for our director because I saw him healthy. I saw him bouncing again. I saw him even despite all the whole thing. See how he's even laughing at them, smiling over them because they don't know what they are doing. Anytime when someone, because the Bible says if you are the one with God is majority. I know because God is on his side, he will surely win. And I want to ask all our brethren who have been fasting, praying. Look, I want to assure you that your prayer is working. Our prayer is working. And it will work. And anything God has said must come to pass. And Biafra must come to pass. In the name of Chukwu Kikadiama, I pray. I encourage people, be resolute. Come out wherever you are. Do not listen to anybody. Have a focus that this race, we must surely win this race. In the name of Tuko Kadiama, I pray.
Amen. Ise, thank you very much. Thank you. Call out on the phone, your name and where you are.
Amen. Ise, thank you very much. Thank you. Call out on the phone, your name and where you are.
Hello, you are wasting a lot of time. Go ahead. Where are you calling from? What is your name?
My name is Samuel. I'm calling from Libreville, Gabon.
Yes, yeah, Samuel who?
Samuel Igwong. I'm from Enugu State. I'm from Ujiriba local government area.
Go ahead, please. Go ahead.
Yeah, Deputy, I thank you for the work that you people are doing. Because there are some people that is don't know what we all that is in outside of the country are suffering. And I think that this is the moment. Those that are going around and doing whatever to close and make all those things not to move, they are making a very big mistake. What I know that they must release director, whether they like it or not, we are waiting on 1st December to see what they are going to tell us. All of us are coming down for Christmas, and we are going to see with them. Hello?
Yes, we are listening. Go ahead. The line is off, and of course, we got the message. We will take another call. The call on the phone, your name and where you are.
The line is off, and we will take another call.
Next caller on the line, your name and where you are.
Good afternoon.
Yeah. Good afternoon. Welcome to the program.
Hello. Good afternoon, Uchemefo.
Good afternoon. Go ahead, please. Hello? Where are you calling from?
Can you hear me, Uchemefo?
I can hear you. Go ahead, please.
Yeah. I want to thank you for all you've been doing. Honestly, this is the first time that I've been making contribution. My name is Honorable Bonizzi. I'm calling from Monica.
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
You see, it has not been easy. My prayer is that the people of Kiyadana continue to strengthen you and strengthen all the RPOB members all over the world.
You say amen.
I always believe that the Biafra project is reality.
Yes.
In our time, it will come. God has designed it. It will come before us. And we all need to celebrate it. We tell the stories of what we suffered in the hands of these useless contraption you call Nigeria. Do not be discouraged. I was listening this afternoon and I listened to one idiot that said it's from Anambra State. Well, we still have many of them. They will all be making contributions from here and there. But my happiness is that we do not give him chance. Fools like that don't give him chance. Don't give them chance. No matter where they come from, they may come from Igbo land, they may come from any other part of the world. And mind you, not all those people that claim to be Igbo are really Igbo. Sometimes you should know that we're doing the civil war. Some people, how they were born remains suspicious. That type of character may not be an Igbo man. And today, he's speaking as if the Igbos are talking. He's a useless fool. In Uganda, in London, he doesn't know what we're passing through here in an evil mind. He doesn't know what is happening here in Anambra State. And today, maybe people who listen to him, they say, oh, this is what Anambra is. No. He is not talking like a real Anambra man. So it's not speaking the mind of the people of this area.
I'm not sure he's from our place to start with. He disguised his name and whatever the information he's giving out. He just came to deliver a message, yes. Message from the den of the evil one.
So, let me.
Yes, go on.
Well, I commend you because I like the way you didn't give him chance. And people like that just read your lips. If you know they are not contributing anything meaningful to our struggle, do not give them chance. They do not belong to this place, no matter the mandate, yeah, no matter wherever they came to have come from. So having said that, you see, the other time, respected Reverend Father said something, honestly, it has been unfortunate of him to be making such statements. I wouldn't like to delve deep into that, but I knew that he is not speaking from God. I knew that he said that he's a prophet. He's prophesying that God told him, like the prophet of God. That is when I would have said why. I don't know whether it is God talking, but he is saying himself. He's not speaking the mind of God. So, apart from that, you see, this is another of a thing that I've been claiming to be speaking for Igbo. We ask you, who are these foreigners? Who elected them to be Igbo? Where is their headquarters? I mean, these are human beings. They are working for God knows people from the Hausa Fulani. They have a combination of maybe mixed blood. Arrange they start to call Mohammedia. And the locals will call them and they share some millions of naira to them and say, Mr. Brandon, I should do this to you. You hear them talking about this on the subject of newspaper. It is unfortunate that people that are supposed to have been highly respected in the society should step so low to reduce themselves, reduce whatever thing they think is named the image. Do they really think about their family, their children? I mean, what are they representing? What are you? These are fools who have no conscience. They are not even ashamed of themselves. So I want to say here, and at the same time, people, all over the world,
somebody called from River State, he said he's a region man. And he let me say that we have millions of Nnamdi Kanu. What Nigerians are experiencing in Nnamdi Kanu is just a tip of the eye. We have the facts. But because of the fact that over the years we've been met, you know, to go through so many difficulties. The appears as if we are unable to fight for our rights. But now, we don't have this time. I want to commend you, and it's something the world that we see this time. We must have that experience. God has said it. God has said it. And this is what we have to do. We are trying to follow the world. The prayer. The prayer. You see what happened the other day. Now the GSS said that we're praying because they're going to land the camera. They are trying to put it. I mean, they are confused. They have no case against this man. What the man is saying is the truth. The world knows it. Britain knows it. Somebody knows it. America, the whole world knows it. We cannot continue to be living under this contraption. Now, do that, that Amadeus and Nigeria did not fit the concept of the Biafra. The Biafra was older than Nigeria. So how can Biafra be older than Nigeria be under it? No. It is wrong. No, it cannot happen. Here in Onitsha, we are a child. Yes, to summarize that, here in Onitsha, RTO, though I'm not a member of RTO. You see, attached to my name, as I said, honorable. I want to say here that the RTO that I've seen here are formidable. And I will do everything that I know they can to make sure that I give my support to what they are doing. I will encourage those of them that have been coming, I'll be encouraging them, and I will do that. And I want to tell you, in every blood of Biafran, we know we belong to this place. People who are talking any other thing are because of the selfish or parochial religion, et cetera. So I want to say, let God continue to power the people, to strengthen the people until Biafra comes. And very soon, very, very soon, we all need to celebrate Biafra. Thank you very much.
Good afternoon, Richard Mefor. Thank you very much. My name is Mr. Hilary Oji. I'm calling from London, United Kingdom. I hail from Law in Imo State, Biafra land. Richard Mefor, I want to thank you for the great job you are doing for IPOB worldwide. I must congratulate you because since our director was not available, you have done absolutely well, exceptionally, you know. I believe our director knows your capability. That's why, you know, he chose you to be his deputy. And what I want to say is, you know, since all these days, we've been reading a lot on the internet and all that, and to be honest with you, I was very sick, in fact. More especially on Sunday, that Muchen Namado from Sub, that rubbish he wrote there. I mean, if not Carol Monde, who, you know, countered him and then give us that write-up and, you know, just kind of give everybody hope. Otherwise, the rubbish the guy wrote was like, you can't even believe it, in fact. But I thank God that yesterday we saw our director very healthy and smiling. In fact, he made my day. Otherwise, I was very ill, in fact. What I want to comment on is that particular DSS guy, the one on the red hat and the kaftan on the white. That guy, people back home should at least... our people, are they not in that DSS? To allow that guy to handle our director like that.
Sorry, I think my voice was off. I'm saying that we are monitoring, we are still...
I can hear you.
Yeah, we are still investigating that clip and we need some more information, but of course we are taking it seriously.
Yes, because if you look at our daughter's face, you can see he was in pain. He was like, the guy was kind of
you know, punch him in the ribs or something. And this will tell you the kind of people these people are, the animals the director has been calling them. That's what they exactly are. You know, if they can maltreat director in the public eye like that, and only God knows what they've been doing to our director for all this while, you know, because it's like they don't care about the rule of law or anything. They don't care. I mean, anyway, one thing I will say is this. I'm very, very glad and happy that our director is well and healthy. And, you know, this will give us another, you know, platform to push on what we are doing. And yes. I want to thank every IPOB member that turned up in that Abuja court yesterday. They made us proud, actually. And I want to thank everybody, UK, IPOB UK, and, you know, from henceforth, we have to put more effort and make sure that everything went accordingly to make sure that our director is released on the 1st of December. You know, they cannot hold him any longer because he's been granted bail and they should release him. You know, they should release him. And this is the most now. They must release him. Thank you very much, let me give space for other people to make their contributions.
Thank you very much, my brother, and may God bless you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
This is Radio Biafra Live Broadcast. At this juncture, of course, we have some break and come back later in the evening, of course, for our PM edition. My name is Richard Mefor, and I urge you to continue to be relentless in your effort and dedication to the quest for the restoration of Biafra. Once again, this has been Radio Biafra Live production on this day, the 24th of November 2015. The PM edition, early afternoon edition. And we thank all Biafrans, all men and women of goodwill, all of us of freedom and justice, all friends of Biafra from around the world who have gathered from east to west, from north to south, and we urge you to remain resolute. Our appreciation goes to all of you for your dedication and support. We are not forgetting, of course, all of us who have paid one kind of price or the other in this struggle. And especially since our leader Nnamdi Kanu was detained, and we are asking everybody to remain resolute and to remain focused because the journey has just begun. We ask God Almighty not to keep silent over things that concerns our leader Nnamdi Kanu, over things that concern the entire wider IPOB family in Biafra land, elsewhere in the contraption called Nigeria and around the world. We ask him to continue to envelop us with his presence and continue to fight against those who fight against us. Let him continue to fight against those who fight against our director Nnamdi Kanu, our leader Nnamdi Kanu, who has, of course, left his family, left his everything he has, to make sure that his people have semblance of respect restored to them. We ask God Almighty that since he is the finisher and author of this project, we ask him to deliver this project, this freedom, this Biafra we are looking for to us, because it is our inheritance and it is going to be our land forever and ever from generation to generation, that his name indeed will by this way be glorified in our lives. Thank you very much and God bless you. We'll be back in the next couple of hours. My name remains Uche Mefor and I am the deputy leader of Indigenous People of Biafra, and we are urging you to keep on keeping on. Thank you very much once more.
From Israelite, freedom of Africa, certainly from Mount Zion, freedom of Biafra, the new Jerusalem, Babylon quench, Babylon dry, Babylon die, I just might come.
Babylon fall, Babylon fall, if I'm
fire upon the wicked,
Babylon
the wicked,
Babylon fall.
What's on my own Babylon, a missionary plan, Catholicism, she's Babylon, the vampire. Babylon, they loot my temple, hold it down. Oh, Jerusalem, my Jerusalem. Babylon, they took my skin for men as slavery. Some living in America, some living in Europe. Kid you dread, Caesar Nero persecuting empire. Babylon fall, Babylon quench. When they go no fall.
fall. I just like him.
Babylon fall, Babylon fall. If I'm
fire upon the wicked, upon the wicked,
Babylon fall.
If I'm fire, the magic of Satan's Israel. Blood you send to rap, Babylon, your time to fall. As the Hebrew, you deceive the world, you can change my soul. You kill your name, but Babylon, where is Peter? Oh yes, me tell you fall, and when you go no fall, shapless them go cut, statues them go break. Babylon fall, Babylon crash. Every time I sing, Babylon must fall. Babylon wait, and Babylon fall.
Babylon fall, Babylon fall. If I'm
fire upon the wicked, upon the wicked,
Babylon fall.
In Africa, maybe my people don't know me well. Across the world, confused a lot, I'm an Israelite. Zion, Lion's base, Canaan is my land. Jericho temple, that's how Rome has got to fall. In Africa, maybe my people don't know me well. Across the world, confused a lot, I'm an Israelite. Zion, Lion's base, Canaan is my land. Jericho temple, that's how Rome has got to fall. Babylon wage, regime
Babylon fall, Babylon fall. If I'm
fire upon the wicked,
Babylon
the wicked,
Babylon fall.
Babylon fall. Babylon fall. We had God's kingdom. They brought us together again to block Jaja's throne. I love Niger, but my kingdom is Jaja's right. Civil war with the lions, they're horrible. Still listen to the white horse riders' revolution. Babylon must fall, Babylon must wait. And when the gunners die, they fall like a bench. Babylon fall, Babylon die. Just like a bomb, and Babylon smash.
Babylon fall, Babylon fall. If I'm
fire upon the wicked, upon the wicked,
Babylon fall.
The Babylon love is taking people to 666. Snap your face, fingerprint, worshiping that beast. Babylon a plan to take my people to the Middle East. By then, altars gonna burn, mountains gonna move, earth gonna shake, quake is gonna make, tsunami's gonna flow, hurricane is gonna boom. Wonders must to flee, Virgin Mary breaks. Babylon fall, massacre on my land. This land is smelling mess, that's why I got to
Babylon fall. Babylon fall, if I'm
fire upon the wicked,
Babylon
the wicked,
fall. Babylon fall.
Emperor, you claim to be on Peter's throne. Long time ago, Senero killed my prophet. Predict in Vatican, Senero's accomplishment. Your throne before Jesus, how could you be apostle? Babylon fall, Babylon must quench. When they gonna fall, people gonna laugh. Babylon must fall, Pope must to melt. Apostles gonna come, and pride must to less. I will disappear then, them are gonna
Babylon fall, Babylon fall.